being in the book of Acts and going through this book and how God has opened our eyes, opened my eyes, and given me clarity on some things. And as we go into verse number 13 tonight, we'll read 13 through 17. I just want to stop tonight and preach a little title that I believe that would be beneficial to all of us. Using what you don't have. You ever use something that you didn't have? And I know that don't make no, but as we get into using something that you don't have, so it'd be mimicking, it'd be borrowing, it would be using something that you don't have, something that you just don't have. As we come tonight in this text, I'm going to show you that tonight. They was using something that they didn't have. They tried to use something that they didn't have, and the demonic spirit took care of business. And tonight, can I say to you that a child of God tonight, we've got power over satanic forces. We got power over the evil one, and our power comes through Jesus Christ. But tonight, we have no strength in our own. It's got to be in Jesus. And I just want to preach using what you don't have. Acts chapter number 19 and verse number 13, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Scevia, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. We thank you for this opportunity to come into your house and to worship you tonight. Father, I thank you for Wednesday night prayer study. I thank you for this Bible study that we have tonight. Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place, Father, we walk out in the power of you tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you for the prayer request, for the unspoken tonight, Lord God, all over this house tonight that we lift up to you. Father, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ tonight over all of our needs, all of our problems, all of our pain, all of our burdens tonight. Lord, we ask you to reach down from heaven in a mighty way. Father, I thank you for the kids that went to class tonight. I thank you for the teachers that has stayed faithful all through this Awana. Lord God, I pray you'd bless them. Father, I pray tonight for the class here. Lord, I pray you'd touch them as well. Father, I pray tonight for the ones that are sick, Father God. But I pray most of all for the ones that are sin sick, that needs a touch from heaven, that needs your love, your mercy, and your grace all over their life. Lord, I pray that they would repent and turn back to you before it's eternally too late. Father, we love you and we thank you. Bless the reading of your word. Watch over your people in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Using what you don't have. Scevia here wanted the power that Paul had. They wanted what Paul had. They had seen Paul, they took him out, and they seen the handkerchiefs. They had seen all the things that he had done, how people were healed, how evil spirits had to flee. And when they seen that, they wanted what Paul had, but they did not realize that God had put this power inside of this man of God. God had put this power inside this man of God through the Holy Ghost of heaven, but they went on anyway to the evil spirit in their own power. They were, in other words, using something that they did not have. They was using what they did not have no authority to use. They were using what would not do them no good tonight. Can I say to you tonight that at the name of Jesus Christ is where our power lies tonight. And we look at that as Jesus, He is the name that's above every name. And as they come here tonight, I want to give you a few things here that happened in their life when they used something that they really didn't have. You ever seen somebody trying to be something that they really wasn't? It'll show up eventually. It'll come out eventually. You can't always hide. And tonight I want to show you this, number one, about using what you don't have. You said, preacher, how did they use that tonight in a way that wasn't right? Number one, tonight they confronted the evil spirit. Look in verse number 13, if you will. They confronted the evil spirit. They used something that they didn't have. They had no authority of confronting this evil spirit. They had no reason to confront confront this evil spirit. They had no power against this evil spirit, but because they was using something that they didn't have, they confronted the evil spirit. And the Bible says, and certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. And here's what they did. In the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. In the name of Jesus, they used his name in a vain way. They used his name in vain. They did not know Jesus. They didn't know the name of Jesus. They was using a name that they was not familiar with. And they was using a name that they had no faith in. And tonight, can I say to you that the name of Jesus is not a magical charm. The name of Jesus tonight is not a magical charm that we just use and use it any old way. The name of Jesus tonight is a name that ought to be reverenced and ought to be used in a mighty way. But let me give you this tonight, that they confronted the evil spirit, they called it over, and they said, at the name of the Lord Jesus, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. The evil spirit was stronger than them. Look, if you will, here, the evil spirit was stronger than them. The evil spirit was smarter than them. And then they confronted this spirit in the name of Jesus, in a name they had no authority to do. And let me show you this in the text as we go down. That evil spirit was stronger, that evil spirit was smarter, and that evil spirit was not under their subjection. The subjection that they was trying to call, that evil spirit had no authority under tonight. And as they got there, they confronted that spirit, and here's what they said. And they were seven sons, one's a Scevia, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. They confronted that evil spirit, but let me give you this in verse number 15. They had confession of the evil spirit. They confronted that evil spirit. Tonight I want to ask you a question. Have you ever confronted something that you knew when you confronted it and you got in front of it, it was not what you were supposed to do? Have you ever confronted a matter? Have you ever stepped over the line and did something you said, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I shouldn't have went there. Maybe I shouldn't have went down this road. Knowing this tonight, preaching this, I understand that when we confront that spirit, there's going to be a confession from that spirit. Look what he says tonight. In verse number 15, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Hear this spirit, when he came, he said, you've confronted me, you've called me out. He said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Look with me in verse 15, the confession of the evil spirit. He talked with them instead of fleeing from them. And tonight he said, Jesus I know. And what that would mean is this. It means that he knows, knows by means to know by interaction or by experience. He said, Jesus, I know. I've had interaction with him, or I have had experience with Jesus Christ. That evil spirit knew about Jesus and he knew where he was. But look what he said. He said, not only do Jesus I know, he said, but Paul I know. And tonight he says this, to know that, or to know about, or to be accurate, or to pay attention to think about that man. Tonight, I want to give you this. He said, Jesus, I know. He said, I've had experience with him. He said, Paul, I know. I'll pay attention to him. But who are you? Tonight, excuse me. Man, I am, excuse me. He was confronted. They confronted the evil spirit. They had confession of the evil spirit. He talked with them instead of fleeing. He said, Jesus, I know. And I want to go back over this again because I was coughing. He know it means to know by interaction or experience. But Paul, I know, is to know about or to be accurate and to pay attention to or think about him. What that demon was saying is, Jesus, I recognize. He said, I recognize Jesus, and Paul I am acquainted with. Thank you, brother. He said, I know Jesus, I recognize him, and Paul I'm acquainted with. When I thought about this and I read this, and I studied this down throughout the Bible, I thought about this. The demons in hell was concerned about the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The demons in hell was concerned about Apostle Paul and his ministry. And I think about my life, and I think about the walk that I walk. Is the demons in hell concerned when I get up and pray every morning? Are the demons in hell concerned when we come to this local body church? Are they concerned when we gather together? And tonight I want you to know, We must confront them evil spirits in the name of Jesus, but we also must not let them give a confession of who we are tonight. The Lord says tonight that there is chaos when that evil spirit comes. I see, number one, there's a confrontation, but I see, number two, there is a confession of that evil spirit. Let me show you this tonight in verse number 16. He says, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Tonight, who are you in Christ Jesus? Does the demons in hell know who you are in Christ Jesus? Tonight, when I started this, I knew I was going to start this. I knew it. Listen, in the world we live in, there's people bound down with evil spirits. There is people bound down with spirits that's not of God, that's all around them tonight. There's homes that's bound down with it. There's children that's bound down with it. There's men that's bound down with it. There's women that's bound down with it. There's churches that's bound down with it tonight. And tonight, number one, we must confront them evil spirits, but we must confront them as men and women of God. We must confront them and not be scared to call them out. But I want you to know when you confront them, you must not carry on a conversation with them. You rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. If you start flirting with a demon, you start flirting with the devil, you listen to me tonight, there'll be chaos in your life. There'll be chaos all around tonight. And as we study this in the book tonight, he says, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. I want you to get this tonight. There were seven men here. There were seven men of Scevia that came here and they got in front of this evil spirit and they called it out. And when they called it out, they were seven on one. Can you think about that tonight? How one man can take care of seven. One evil spirit can destroy everything going on. Can I say to you tonight in this local body, one evil spirit can destroy everything that goes on in here. That's why we must be on our guard and we must pray. And we must confront things that come into this local body church. And we must stand on the word of God and preach, thus saith the word of God in the name of Jesus tonight. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved than at the name of Jesus. There's no demon in hell will flee at my name, but it'll flee at the name of Jesus. And tonight, if we don't call that out and get it out from amongst us tonight, I want you to know there'll be chaos in the local body church and there'll be chaos in people's life. I want to show you tonight six things that cause chaos here in these men's life. These men, they went and they was running on something that they didn't have. They didn't have the power of God on their life. They didn't have the presence of God. They didn't have the promise of God. They run out on somebody else's faith trying to be what God had called them to be. Look at the chaos of the evil spirit in verse number 16. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Let me give you this tonight. I want to give you these six things that happened here when the chaos of the evil spirit. The chaos of the evil spirit that took place here when they used something that they did not have. When they got into a place where they should not have been. Have you ever been in a place where you should not have been? Here's what will happen. Let me give you this tonight in verse number 16. And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. Number one tonight, on them seven men, it was leaped on them. It leaped on them seven men. You say, what is that, preacher? That's pouncing upon a person. That's what the devil does. That's what the enemy does. He goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. To leap on them seven men would be to pounce upon a person. That would be able to get a control of them, take control of their life. It would pounce upon a person. Can I say to you tonight that an evil spirit, it'll pounce upon a person. It'll get you where you don't need to be. It'll lead you in places that you should never go tonight. I see number one tonight, and the man in whom the evil spirit was, it leaped on them or it pounced upon them. I see tonight that that evil spirit, we have no authority over it, only in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only did it leap on them, but it overcame them. Hey, tonight to be overcame these seven men, it would show that he had lordship over them. Or that it mastered over them. And tonight when somebody gets that evil spirit and it comes against them tonight, it'll put lordship over them or it'll master over them. And can I say to you tonight, that's what sin does when we meddle where we don't belong. Hey, when we use things that we shouldn't use and we get to a place we shouldn't get, that's what sin does. That's what evil does in a person's life. That's what it'll do. Sin does that. When we meddle down, it'll lordship over you or it'll overcome you. When you get to a place at you don't belong. These men should have stayed where they was at. They had no power to go to that demon. They had no reason to go to that demon. The only reason they went to that place is they wanted to shine and they wanted to be known. Can I say to you this afternoon, the only bright and morning star is Jesus Christ. The only authority we have is in the name of Jesus. And when we come to this place, we see that them evil spirits, they are among us today. They're everywhere you turn in this world that we live in. And we got children, as Sister Kim said a while ago, you watch what your children watch. You make sure they don't watch stuff of the devil. You make sure they don't watch stuff that is not right or listen to things that are not right. Friend, can I say to you tonight, it'll leap on them little kids just like it'll leap on us. And not only will it do that, it'll overcome them. They'll think things that they should have never thought. They'll see things that they should have never seen. And tonight, I want you to know, when that evil spirit comes to your home, it'll bring chaos all around you. I've seen people, man, I'm telling you, they don't know what's going on in their home. It's chaotic everywhere around. There's no peace at home. There's no rest at home. And it's because it's been confronted by that evil spirit. And they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. And the home is getting tore apart. These seven men that came, you know what happened to them? That evil spirit, it leaped on them and it pounced on them and it got them down and it overcame them. But look what else happened here. Not only did it get to that place where the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, but it prevailed them. Hey, can I say to you tonight, don't you flirt with the devil. Hey, don't you flirt with sin. You can't overcome it. It'll overcome you. If you could overcome sin, he wouldn't have had to went to the cross. Oh, Paul, you know what? He had done had his Damascus Road spirit experience, and he knew what was going on. Tonight, can I say to you that evil spirit, if you play with it very long, it will overcome you and it will prevail against you. You said, preacher, what does that mean tonight? It said it leaped on them, it overcame and prevailed against them. There were seven of them there, and that evil spirit, it prevailed. And what does that mean? That means that demon spirit was too strong for these seven men, and it took away their strength. It took away all the strength that they had. Can you think about that tonight? How that these men, they had seen Paul, and they had seen him walk, and they had seen him do all kind of miracles, and they wanted in on it. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, don't you meddle where you don't need to be. Stay pure, stay right, stay right where you need to be. Stay under the power and the presence of Almighty God. Amen? He says tonight that they prevailed. That demon spirit was too strong for these seven men. It took away their strength. Tonight, can I say to you, there's evil all amongst us. And when we get out there and we get out in our own power and we get out in our own strength and we do our own thing, I want you to know that evil is prevalent everywhere we go. You go to your workplace, you go to all kind of places and you see evil. You watch the news that we got going on in the world we live in. People ain't doing nothing. They're just walking down the street and they're being murdered and they're being killed. What is that? That's evil, man. That's evil all the way around us. That's an evil spirit that somebody's got on them. Tonight, I want you to know, you be careful with that. It's stronger than you are. Don't you meddle with it. Don't you play with it. Get away from it tonight. Only way that you mess with that evil is this: in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you don't know Jesus, don't use his name. Won't do you no good. If you don't know him, don't use his name. It won't do you a bit of good. It's not a magical charm, the name of Jesus, that we just wave over it. The pocket crosses we pass out, that's not a magical charm. You know what it is that we got faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When that woman, you remember with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just get to the hem of his garment. There was no power in the hem of his garment. You know what released that power in us? It was Jesus where the power was. It was Jesus where she knew she could get past this in her life. And tonight in our life, we must understand this, that when chaos comes, make sure that there's no evil around you. Make sure all that chaos that's going on in your life ain't got nothing to do with evil that's been brought around you or been brought amongst you. Amen? Have you ever thought about that tonight? I'll never forget, me and Brother Randy McCoo, we was going to Broken Lives to carry a man. And we got going over there, and he was loving Jesus, and he was talking all about Jesus and how good God was and how he's going to turn his life around. And man, I'm telling you what, he was sitting in the back seat, and you could feel an old dark, evil spirit in that truck. And all the way over there, you could just feel it on the back of your neck. And as I got out, I told Brother Randy, I said, I'm going to run in. And as I get in there, I'm going to make sure everything checks out so we can bring him into this room. And he said, that'll be fine. And as I walked in, I talked to Brother Tommy, and I said, we got a man that we're going to bring in. He said, that's good. He said, when was the last time he used? I said, it's been about 5 or 6 days is what he's told us. And he said, bring him on in. And you're talking about an evil spirit. When I walked back out of that building to get him, Randy was looking at me with, boy, he had daggers in his his eyes, and he was madder than ripped, but I didn't know what was going on. And we got that man out and let him in, and we went to pull off, and here's what Brother Randy said. He said, "You better go in the back of your truck right now." I said, "Why do I need to go in the back of my truck?" He said, "He just got done shooting up and throwed his needle in the back of your truck." Friends, I want you to know I allowed evil to get in there, and you could feel it all inside of that truck. You could feel it riding down that road. You said, "Preacher, you're a preacher. That'll let you go." Hey, don't you kid yourself. Can I get an amen? Hey, we don't need to meddle in that stuff, and we don't need to get around it. It'll jump on you. It's stronger than you. It's got more power than you got, and the only thing that can overcome it is the name of Jesus. Amen. So now what do you do, preacher? They can get their own ride. Amen. You be careful what you do, where you go, and who you associate yourself with, because this right here, it'll overcome you if you're not careful. Let me show you this, what else happened to these evil spirits that was in this text. I love this tonight as we can learn so much from it. Not only did it prevail against them, but here's what happened. It put them on the run. That evil spirit put them on the run. That evil spirit got them running, doing things they shouldn't. Got them on the run. Look at this. And leaped on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out. They put them on the run. Demons and sin will put a person on the run, and there'll be no calm in their life. You ever seen somebody had no calm? They're just frantic all the time. You ever seen that? Here it is. That demonic spirit will put them on the run. Sin will put a person on the run, and they'll have no peace, and they'll have no calm in their life. Here, as they come here, that demon had it prevailed over them, and it had them fleeing. Let me give you this too, as we read here. So that they fled out of that house, they fled. They was on the run, they were gone, they were getting out. But also it'll leave you naked. Not only when that evil spirit came upon them, and tonight I don't know why we stopped here in the book of Acts 19 and stopped on these evil spirits tonight. But can I say to you tonight that if you flirt with sin, it's going to leave you naked. You can't hide it. The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. What a man soweth, he shall also reap." When they went and sowed this, you know what happened to them? They come out naked. Look what he says. They fled out of that house naked. Naked. You say, "Preacher, what would that mean?" Naked. Uncovered. No clothes. For the whole world to see. They left them naked and uncovered for all to see. Sin, man, also does that in a person's life. Sin also does that in a person's life. I wrote this down. Wickedness leads to nakedness. Here these men are clothed. Here these men have on what they need to have on. But when they get where they're not needing to be and they're using something that they don't have, it leaves them naked. It leaves them uncovered for the whole world to see. Tonight, these men are not born again, by the way. But let me share with you about a born-again person. A born-again person that meddles with sin, that dabbles in sin here and dabbles in sin there, you be sure your sin will find you out. It won't be, you're not stronger than it. It will prevail over you. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ we overcome it. And it will prevail over you. And if we dabble in it long enough, you know what it'll do? It'll leave us naked. It'll come out. It'll come out every time. And here's what he says here in the book. Turn with me, if you will, as we're here, Galatians chapter number 6. I want to turn there as we're talking about this before we go any further. Galatians chapter number 6. I want to share this with you. It left them naked. Left them naked and uncovered for all to see. Sin also does this in a person's life. Galatians chapter number 6. Let's look here in verse number 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in verse number 9 in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I see here that when they used something that they did not have, it left them naked. But look at the last word there, it left them wounded. It left them wounded. Anytime you see somebody that's been in the world, they're wounded. Anytime they've walked out in this old dark world, they're wounded. They're wounded. And what do they need? They need help. That word wounded here would mean trauma. As you said this morning with that wreck, that young lady had trauma when she came in. She had something mentally that she wasn't right today. She had seen something that was wounded, something that was hurt, that was in a bad shape. And that's what it does in our life, folks. That's what it does when we get around things that we ought not be around. It's trauma in need of help. And you say, what kind of help was these men in need of? Number one, they was in need of physical help. They were beaten. They were beaten. They were overcome. They were physically needed help. Morally, they needed help because they had been left out in the cold. But spiritually, they needed help. Tonight, as we come into the book of Acts here, God's miracles through Paul. Paul did so many, but he did no miracles through these seven men. He said, preacher, how can God do a miracle through me? He'll only do a miracle through you if you're a child of God. He's going to use a child of God tonight to let things flow through tonight. And at his name tonight, we must not take it in vain. We must not abuse it tonight. But we must use that name in the correct way. Here when these men came, they had just seen what Paul had already done. They had seen that Paul had confronted the evil spirit. And they were just doing what he'd done. Doing exactly what Paul had done and confronted that evil spirit. That confession that they came there, you know what they did when they seen Paul? They seen them evil spirits was under his subjection. And they thought they could do the same things. But the only difference when Paul addressed them evil spirits and when these men addressed these evil spirits, chaos come. Tonight, can I say to you this? I want to give this to you tonight. When you get to that place in your life and you know there's evil around, make sure that you handle it in the name of Jesus. Make sure that you handle it in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know why tonight that we stop here in this book in Acts chapter number 19, but I do know this. There's evil all around us. You say, preacher, it ain't that bad in the town you live in. If you opened your eyes, it's bad. It's evil. It's all around us. And tonight, that demonic force, that demonic spirit, that man, it's trying to destroy you. It's trying to destroy me. It's trying to destroy my home. It's trying to destroy your home. It's trying to destroy everything that you've got going on. It's wanting to come against you. And the only power that you got against it tonight, when I started, I couldn't even talk. Well, it's just allergy. Man, no, don't give me that. I couldn't even talk. Why? He lingers around here. Satan lingers around here. He don't want you to talk about him. He don't want you to call him out. He don't want you to call out the demonic forces. That's all around us. He don't want you to call that out. And he don't want you to know where your power lies. He wants you to be blinded to it. He wants you to be ignorant to it. He wants you to be where you don't know tonight. But your power lies here in the name of Jesus Christ. Not as some magical charm, but that he's the Messiah. And we don't just use him. He's available. And if you're saved tonight, you've got power over these. You be careful what you let come into your home. You be careful what you let come into your vehicle. You be careful what you let come into your children's on their phones, on their TVs. That's Sister Kim. You be careful on these things. Because anywhere they can get a foothold, they'll get it and they'll come in. And tonight I want to finish with this. Look with me in verse number 17. And this was known. What was known? What had took place. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. This was going on at Ephesus. And I'm going to say to you this afternoon, it goes on in the world we live in today. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Why was the name of Jesus magnified? Didn't do them old boys no good. But it did Paul. They realized that the power that Paul had did not lie in him, but it lied in the name of Jesus Christ. He has given us a name. His name is Jesus. And the name he gave him is above every name. There's no other name above him. There's no other spirit. There's nothing above the name of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life that there's been things come against me. Have you ever had something come against you? And you just couldn't get your finger on it. You don't know why it was coming. You don't know where it was coming from. But it shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be there. And you're like, man, what's going on? And you're thinking about it. What's going on? And the only thing you can do, you just get to that place. You just say, Jesus. 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 You speak Jesus over it. What does that do, preacher? I don't know about you, but it calms me. It gives me rest. It gives me peace. It gives me comfort. It's chaos until I use the name of Jesus. But at the name of Jesus, all my fear, all my failure has to flee. And tonight I want to give you this. He says this, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. You say, what does that mean, magnified? They got to look a little bit closer. You ever had a magnifying glass? What does that do? Brings it a little closer. If you've ever been around anything that's evil, and the name of Jesus wards it off from you, you're going to see it just a little bit closer. Tonight, my prayer for this group is this. Just be aware this week. Be aware in the weeks to come. Man, it's all around us everywhere you go. There's people battling. There's people in trouble. There's people hurting. It's all because a lot of the evil that's in the world that we live in. He said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Can I say to you tonight, I'm just a nobody that's in love with somebody, and his name is Jesus. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. I thank you for this study. Lord, I thank you tonight that we don't have to use something that we don't have, but we have it tonight, and his name is Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that you move on this service tonight and the kids that are in class. Lord, I pray tonight that there be no evil around this place. There be no evil around our homes, our children. Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to remove it from us. Lord God, tonight, I pray tonight that when we get on our knees before you, I pray the demons in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Lord God, knowing that we stand with you tonight, Father, but most of all that you stand with us. Father, I pray tonight that you move in a mighty way, Father. Lord, whoever we was talking to tonight, I pray you touch them real good. Lord God, tonight I pray you touch their heart, their soul, and their mind. Lord God, I pray that you would anoint it from on high. Father, I pray right now that you bless this church and watch over every one of us tonight. Be with our families. In Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You're dismissed.